The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk. Winners and sinners on The Hard Shoulder.
Yes, Keith Walsh is with me, the podcasting and PR guru, Alison Curtis, presenter of Weekend Breakfast on Today FM as well. Alison, how is Pink?
Amazing. Yeah. She was incredible. She's just like such a empowering figure. And she, you know, she's still kind of, I was saying this to a friend, like she's a little bit klutzy on stage with talking to the audience, and that's so endearing in a way that
in
it's
what
like,
way is she klutzy?
Just kind of like goofy, and you're kind of like, and she kind of does like a little goofy skip, and you're like, yeah, so it hasn't, I don't think it's gone to her head, which is refreshing, because like her first album was what, 25 years ago or something. So, and she brought both her children on stage, her husband's backstage, like she's looking after her crew, you can tell. And she's just like so insanely fit. She's got a body like a rock, and she's like going all around the Aviva Stadium.
Oh, I saw videos of her.
It's just how she's not, obviously not a fear of heights or anything, yeah. But, and she's continuing to sing during that. And she's just, she played the piano, like she's just everything. She was just great.
So the banter isn't too polished then, you know?
Yeah,
it's
and I
real.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, Americans good. Tend to be like, how y'all doing out there, whatever the hell. So she's
did she
like
know
that.
Which town she was in?
She definitely yeah. did. Yeah, yeah.
She said, hello, Mullingar.
No.
Keith, who's your winner of the week?
I'm going to go for now. I realize when I decided this, that's probably not the best time because of the strikes that are going on. But my winner, and this isn't a plug, because I've often in the past given out about them, is Ryanair.
Right.
But only because I've kind of finally, I finally get it. And I've used them a lot lately, like very regularly. And I just know that I know how it works. So I know exactly how much to bring. I know exactly when to arrive. I know exactly, you know, what to spend my money on. So you don't like, you don't go for the priority queue. You go for the regular queue, but then you spend a bit extra on the seat. So you're up the front or whatever. So I have a system now.
Sorry, you have to pay for queuing.
Well, there's
it's been a long, it's about a decade since an incident with Ryanair since I've flown with them.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't
so you have
realize.
To pay for queuing.
No. You get there's a priority queue or just a regular ticket
okay.
queue. So you pay a bit extra to get on earlier. But to be honest with you, when you get on earlier, you don't get on earlier. You wait down at the bottom of the stairs earlier. So don't pay for that. Do you know what I mean? They move you to like the door.
What so a privilege.
Squashed at the bottom of the
yeah,
stairs.
But in fairness, you are at the front of the cattle pen. You are well, the
exactly. But I don't I don't need to be at the front. So sit in your seat until everybody's nearly on and then get up. So pay for the
but then what happens is the overheads are full and then your bag gets stuck in the
like 3 miles away.
Whatever you call it.
Well, oh, so they take it because well, yeah. I haven't had that. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm flying at regular times. I wouldn't be flying at peak time, so
yeah.
I wouldn't be going Friday evening. I wouldn't be coming back Sundays. So I go when it's cheap.
So go to unpopular destinations when they're out of season and this system works.
I would mostly be going to London, but like you just go when the
yeah.
flights are cheap, you know? So go on a Thursday or go on a, and come back on a Tuesday. Like don't go peak times. Yeah. I know that's not possible for everybody, but I'm just saying for me, someone who's given out about them in the past, I'm like, you know, it actually
yeah,
works.
Yeah, you wait, there's like a terror attack or an alert or something. You're like, right now, I book my flights to London.
Yeah.
They're playing a
that's
bit
a good
quiet.
Time to go.
That's a good
yeah,
time,
like I'm
yeah.
going to I'm going to Israel on my holidays.
I paid so much for flights over the last 10 years out of refusal for ever giving them another penny.
Are you ready to talk about what happened?
It was pretty bad.
Oh.
It was in Schiphol Airport in Holland. And Joan was, this is how long ago, she's 13 now, she was 5 at the time. And we asked one of the Ryanair, I mean, this is still legal pending, no. We asked them if we had time to go to the bathroom. They said yes. We got back, the gate was shut, everything was done, and they would not let us board our flight.
Oh.
So we had to go back through the airport after really fighting with them. Now, this is where I like am so impressed by my husband. I was like, oh my God, he's so stoic. And he didn't crack. And he was just like, and they're like, we're going to call the guards if you don't move on. And like, he was just very serious. And he was very like, what's the next step? What's happening here? Like, he didn't lose his cool. I, however, did. And then he goes, and then we really wound them up. He's like, so will we wait over here or over there for the guards to come and get us? And then they were like, got really mad at him. We had to go all the way back through the airport, buy new flights and get back on. I told this story on a rival radio show at the time. And so I've never flown
with
them
story.
Again.
So it's happened to me before, but because I was a little bit late and I was very angry.
We asked and we got clearance to take a 5-year-old
to the toilet.
And
was the person who told you, yeah, it's okay, still standing there? And were you able to say that person?
No, they had moved on.
They shouldn't have told you that. But the thing about it is when
and you could still see the queue.
And like, they're not even on the plane yet.
No, nowhere near it. Oh, it was one of the worst moments ever.
But the thing about that, and I'd say it like not just Ryanair, but for companies who decide, oh, that's our policy. Anybody can write anything in their policy. It doesn't make it like law or legal or whatever. It's like, no, that's just our policy. I don't care about your policy. Like we can see the queue. Not everyone's bored. It just let us on. Mm. I can see how you're frustrated.
Oh my
God,
it was awful. And then Joan got really scared and they were mean to us. It was awful.
Oh, okay.
Really
take it back. Oh. I take it back.
Yeah, they're your winner of the week now. Come on, show the courage of your convictions, Keith.
If you don't go to the toilet just before and you don't ask the
Have
wrong
a five-year-old
person.
With you.
Yeah, exactly. Although at the end, when we were flying, we were just about to land, right? Somebody got up and went to the toilet. And the guys, the stewards can't get up. And they were like,
oh, it was like really close to landing.
Oh, it was like,
that's so weird.
Yeah, and they were like, sit down.
For the love of God, sit down.
And then they were like, just sit anywhere. And we were about to land.
Oh, and there's a person like...
just oblivious, just got up and went to the toilet.
I'd like to live in his world or her world.
It was a young girl and she just, not a young girl, but like a teen, 20s maybe. Yeah. And she's just like oblivious. She said, okay, I'll sit down. Like, just decided to go to the toilet. Probably hadn't listened to anything. And was in the wrong world. But they were like so...
Those people are... Do you know what? Those people are so happy in life.
They amaze me.
They are so happy.
Yeah.
Just completely in their own world.
Because we're all sitting in the chairs going, oh my God, she broke the rules. Something terrible's going to happen. We're going to die.
Yeah. And I bet you if people, when she got home, said, how was the flight? She was like, yeah, grand.
I don't know. I was
anything happen on it?
Any incidents?
Yeah. You're still talking about it. Yeah. Weeks
Maybe
later.
She was
even though she is, you're still talking about it.
You can't have people like that just not following the rules.
All right, so that is Keith's winner of the week. He listened to what Alison had to say and he said, no, you know, Ryanair is my winner of the week.
Sorry.
Alison, we have a little clip of your winner of the week. Luke Flunder, is that it?
Yes.
All right, take a listen. Insert clip here. So this is a TikTok wine guy.
Yeah, so I don't know what's happening with Instagram, but I'm getting a lot of TikTok things on it because I don't actually have TikTok myself. But this guy caught my attention because he's like, learn about Italian wines in 42 seconds. And I was like, you have my attention. I like short things and I like wine. So what are you going to tell
Specifically
me?
Specifically 42 seconds long things. Yeah.
So his name is Luke Flunder and he's a TikTok guy and he's got like millions of followers there. But his whole goal, now he started in Stellenbosch in South Africa, which I have to say, not to sound very poncy, but that was my favorite wine tour I ever did in the world.
I learned a lot in South Africa.
I learned a lot in Stellenbosch.
It'd be in my top 10 of wine tours I've done around the world.
Top 5 maybe.
Would it make your top 20?
Maybe a lot.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
I did learn a lot. Anyway, so that's where it started for him 12 years ago. And then his whole goal is he's like, it's pretty closed off society, if you want. And he's like, no, I just want to make this accessible and I want to make this doable for people. And I want people to really buy less, but buy better. So like, you know, a typical wine bottle and he goes to like the Spanish and the Italian ones recently and they have all these letters on it. You're like, ugh. So if it's got like IG, I think it's IGT or VDP, it's from a large region. There's no restrictions. You could be getting anything. DO is better. And now you do recognize DOC.
DOC, yeah.
And DOCG are like the highest because it's a small range of grapes, like area that you can pick from. And so it's really high quality. So I'm like, that's good information to have. And then he's like, if you're going to spend, you know, on grapes, buy like, you know, a Pinot Noir from New Zealand, specifically this region. So it does, if you just retain even a little bit, you'll be spending your money better because it is expensive. People want to have wine in their life. They enjoy it. And you don't want to buy something that's just yucky for the sake of it. And
you don't want to take a chance.
But see, and I've been stuck on the ones that I do know that I like. So it'd be nice to expand on it because maybe I'm not drinking the best things. Maybe I could be doing better as Luke would like
Luke
us to Thunder. Do.
Tom Gilby is my guy.
All right.
Yeah, he's great.
Okay.
So it's kind of similar. He does a lot of comparisons. He'd have two wines, you know, and he's exactly what you would imagine a kind of sommelier to be.
Yeah.
Like he absolutely leans into the stereotype. But what I like about him is like he will recommend a kind of, as he calls it, a £6 petrol station wine. He would say, that is a great wine. That is a brilliant wine. If you're on your way home, that is a brilliant, brilliant wine for you to have.
That's what you want.
And then there's more like is it 19 Crimes? Is that the one?
The black.
Does he hate that?
He hates that. It's what's he called? Alcoholic fruit juice.
Okay, so I kind of went through a phase of that. So now that he said that, I will get out of that phase.
Yeah, but I think it is. Maybe I've just
no. What's it's the new, so probably.
So whatever.
Yeah. It's kind of the cool new wine, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is it about it? Like, is it that it'll give you a terrible hangover? That it doesn't taste good? That
his is just the taste. It's just all taste.
Yeah.
It's like if it's his big thing is like bad wine tastes like an alcoholic fruit juice, like Ribena would. a bit of alcohol.
Yeah.
That's a bad wine.
Kind of a watery sort of
thing. Yeah.
Luke is good because he's not like your typical, he's like very kind of like just average guy.
Rock and roll sommelier. Yeah. The naked sommelier.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like Jamie Oliver kind
of. Tom Gilby was pairing a kind of a 150 euro bottle of like Beaujolais with a Greg's steak sandwich. But like that, he leans in, he's very annoying. He leans in, he goes like, I went to this restaurant that's been recommended. It turns out they only do takeout. And here it is. It's a Greg's steak sandwich.
It's wearing my jacket.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
That's my winner.
I'm gonna have a winner this week.
Yeah.
Tom Gilby is my winner. Luke Flunder is Alison's winner of the week.
The rules change at some point.
No. Yeah, no. Well, it's like your winner was such a turd this week. That I'm inserting Tom Gilby in instead.
I'll go back to trying to be more obvious.
All right, okay. Alison, what's on the show this weekend?
I don't know.
People can't see this very visual, but when Alison hasn't found out what's on the show, her shoulders slump when I ask that question.
There's just things to be confirmed.
Okay. Watch the space.
Make it sound like a mystery.
Watch the space.
Yeah. Just edit it out.
Okay, we'll edit
that
out.
The platform.
Eamon, thank you very much. Keith Walsh and Alison Curtis are both still with me. So, Keith, you can redeem yourself now with a sinner of the week.
Well,
pick Ryanair. Can't to redeem yourself.
Well, just after hearing a story from Alison, I'm going to go for the summer. And mostly, like, this idea that time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I'm having fun this summer yet, like, with regards to the summer and the weather. But it's going so fast.
Is June considered? So this is a thing. June is definitely June, July, August.
Oh, yeah.
But
is there some people that consider Irish summer or summer in general May, June, July?
Yeah.
How do
we feel about that?
Well, for me, the
I'm
big
okay
months,
with it.
The big months, you know.
June, July, August.
Or June, July, August.
August is not autumnal.
I have a flexible attitude. I'm not sure why we feel the need to tie ourselves down to a month.
Yeah.
You know, on the day
but
of
August
a certain
August is 35 degrees in Canada. I do not consider that when I was younger autumnal.
Yeah.
No, it's not like all.
No, I think summer is kind of, you usually get a few good days mid-May. So from mid-May to maybe mid-September.
Yeah.
I think August, because things start to ripen and you can start picking stuff, I suppose it's autumnal. But like leaves don't start falling or, the temperature's quite high. Yeah, you're not in school. But I just think I can't catch up with it. It's like, I can't believe it's almost July.
Because you're spending all your time on Ryanair flights.
Well, maybe, yeah. I'm booking, having to fly at 3 a.m. and I don't know what day it is. It's never a Sunday or a Friday. But I just think, look, I think it's gone. I've missed a big chunk of summer because it just happened too quickly, and I really want to start again. And I wonder if
to be mindful and present.
I'm trying to be present. I'm trying to be mindful, but it's just like, how is it nearly July? Like this is, they say.
But July is only when it starts getting good.
I don't know.
June is just kind of foreplay.
But then I don't have the.
You know, I don't. Everyone knows you can take or leave that key.
But
you know.
But I've missed the foreplay again. I can go straight in. No kissing. Do you know what I mean? I need that July. I need July.
To
slow down. I just want everything. But they do say as you get older, time goes a bit faster. So that's kind of possibly a concern. And maybe that's the panic that I'm like, oh my God, the months are flying by. The years are flying by.
Who remembers?
But it is amazing how
the world.
We're not going to win any prizes for insight with this, but like when you're younger, the summer has just felt endless.
I know.
Endless.
Yeah. That's a beautiful thing to
say.
Don't apologize.
When you were younger, it was if you were 8 years old, you only had 8 summers.
Yeah.
And everything
it was a much bigger percentage of
your life. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Now it's not so much.
I've had 14. I'm on my 50th summer. Now that you put it like that,
oh,
I should be good at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Why am I getting worse at it?
Yeah.
I should be enjoying it more.
You should have aced summer by now.
Know exactly how it happens.
You should be in your groove.
When it comes,
summer.
What to do, what
plan
I like.
It.
And I'm like, oh,
my kids, I've got this nailed.
I haven't started doing any of the things I think I like, you know?
Well, do something today when you go home.
What are the summary things that you imagine you should have done by now but you haven't? Have you barbecued yet this summer?
No.
All right.
Yeah, do that tonight.
Okay. Have you swam in open water?
I haven't jumped. Last summer I spent a lot of time because I'm not coastal, but I did a bit of river swimming. Which
oh, yeah?
Was nice.
What river?
In the Liffey, but it's early Liffey.
All right. Okay.
Early Liffey, the
not,
better stuff.
Not shopping trolley Liffey.
Very few of any
pre-shopping trolley Liffey.
Although that would be kind of fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's across two fields, Liffey, you know, where it's just like there's a bit of a sand on the bank and
nice.
You just jump in at the deep part.
My son loves watching these guys on Netflix who just wade through rivers searching for stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
that's interesting. He's going to be a little archaeologist then.
Yeah.
It's weird,
isn't it?
They're not searching for
gold.
It's not like you find loads
of stuff. We stayed outside of Westmeath, Mullingar, a few summers ago, and there was a river behind the Airbnb, and the two kids went in and found loads of stuff.
What kind of stuff?
Like stuff that would give you disease. No, just kidding. Like glasses, like interesting tea cups, like porcelain.
People used to just throw stuff out,
like before the sanitation services that we have now.
It was the old dump, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What do these people find that your son?
Oh, they find they will sometimes they'll find weapons. It's in the States, so a lot of the time they find a gun. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or knives.
It's always a gun,
bloodstained or whatever. Maybe that's probably why
it's not even exciting.
All boys are the same. It's just the more blood and gore, the better. They will find sometimes. There's ones in the UK. They'll find little historical artifacts. Sometimes they will find money. They'll find rings, like and then. You would imagine then maybe the next part is like this kind of honorific quest to go and find the
person who owns it.
They go to a pawn shop and then they just sell the ring and they make money out of it. That's what happens next.
Perfect.
Yeah. But yeah, he loves it. So anyway, that's your sinner of the week.
I think slow down everything, the world, you know.
Addison, what's your sinner of the week?
House flies. So they're disgusting, and I'm sorry. I'm sure cute cartoons have been made about them, but I am sound sensitive. So if I really, and it's getting worse as I get older, like if I hear sounds, I'm like my mood ramps right up. I think that's perimenopause as well. But anyway, and if I'm like, I might have a little nap. Oh, this is so exciting. It's really quiet. Finally, the neighbors are quiet, all this kind of stuff. I was like, oh, God damn it. And you can't get them. Like you could open the window and go on out, Harold's or whoever, like just get the hell out of it. And you can't, and they get stuck in a corner of the room and they buzz around. It's just so annoying. And they're really hard to get rid of.
Blue bottle ones.
Oh.
Just flies in general. Like just, they're so noisy and they're disgusting. Yeah, they are disgusting. So trying this thing last year didn't really work, but everyone says get a bowl of like vinegar or wine that Luke would recommend and dish soap and mix it together, saran wrap over it, poke holes. So they like the smell. So they go in for the smell and then they can't get back out. So it kind of kills them. Then you've got like a gross dish.
Dead flies.
What's in that? Just soap, some wine, like 50 dead blue bottles.
We'll have it. Just a bit of ice. Pour over a bit of ice. Delicious. Yeah. Delicious in the garden.
Yeah. But they're so annoying. And for some reason, they're very intense right now. So I don't know why.
So is there something in your house attracting them in, do you think?
Well, I have a lot of house plants, so I must investigate if any of those do that. And see, before, like, my cat, I had, like, a ninja-type cat. They all are. And she would, like, soar through the air, like, grab it, and then it would be gone. Whereas I'm, like, looking at Betty, I was like, chase that damn fly and get it out of the house. And she's like, let's go for a walk.
Can I ask you how much time you spent as a young person watching a father or a parent with a rolled-up newspaper trying to catch the fly?
Or did you guys in Ireland have the sticky hanging
gowns?
Oh, big time. Oh, disgusting. Or the zappers. My sister at our cottage has the zapper.
Yeah. And every now and then you're
like, oh, and crumble.
We tend not to have them in houses. Where you saw them was like shops and takeaways in particular.
Ew.
Yeah, they were always in takeaways. I always associated these with
the zappers.
A takeaway, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It'd be a zapper.
Yeah.
And then onto the old pan.
Yeah, so and if you're in an old school sweet shop, they'd have a few of those sticky things hanging down.
Yeah,
but they need to live their lives. They exist for a reason, I'm sure, but they're just so disgusting. The sound of them when they hit the window as well.
I presume I had experience of seeing my father with the rolled up newspaper. I think I took a lot from that. Like, I'm quite good at getting the flies. You know?
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
You don't use chopsticks?
Occasionally. If you're napping in the middle, at night they're easy to deal with, aren't they? Because you just turn off your light and turn on a light out in the hall.
They seem to kind of go away at night.
And go towards it and then you slam the door behind them.
Is that not moths?
No, a fly as well. A fly will definitely go towards
those tiny flies that you can hear and you're like,
oh, they're so awful. But the sound of them is just awful. Anyway, that's my sinner.
Okay, flies. I don't like killing them though. I try to stun them and then scoop them.
I think stunning them is probably killing them.
Yeah,
I get the window open.
You just say putting all these corpses out, the flies outside the door. It's all right.
Fly away. Come around.
Oh, you're sending them a message, mafia style.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't come into my house.
I'm like pouring sugar on them. Drink your sugar water.
Yeah.
Ignition sequence start.
This is the last bit of the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Yes, it is the last bit of the show. Keith and Alison are both still with me. Actually, we were talking about barbecues earlier, Keith.
Mm.
You want to talk about something that's cooking related.
Yeah, because
one of the great
is.
Questions of our time, I understand.
It is. It's also barbecue related because there is that thing. There are things you put on the barbecue that you.
Well, the stone thing.
Yeah, that you want to put onto a flat tray. You don't put straight onto the grill because things fall through. You know, maybe a cheese or something like a manchego or whatever. So, do you, when you're putting a pizza in the oven, do you put it straight onto the grill thing, which with the holes in it, or do you put it onto a tray and then the tray
and
the pizza?
Grill thing is with holes in it.
The grate. What's it called? What's the grill?
What is it called?
Yeah, I don't know.
See, we all know what we're talking about.
The rack. There you go. Yeah. Do you put it straight onto the rack or do you put it onto a pizza-sized flat tray and then put that
tray
pizza, the tray onto the onto
the straight
rack.
On the rack.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. See, you put it straight in the rack?
Straight on the rack, yeah.
So you've got to wash that thing you put it on then.
Yeah.
Interesting that the guys are saying and the woman, no. I just find it cooks better because of the holes and everything is like the heat's coming up. And
there is a knack to it. You need to make sure that the pizza is evenly distributed across the
rack.
If your rack gaps are too big, you're in trouble.
If it's flopping.
you're in trouble.
Yeah, big rack gap.
Big rack gaps. Big racks are a problem.
they are. You
gaps
need smaller
in your
racks.
Racks.
Yes. Yeah. You need smaller racks.
Gaps in your racks.
Well, you need to see a doctor about that.
I've learned though.
Do you get big gaps then?
Well, you see, if you put it in the right position, it's not going to like on one side start flopping and then the cheese sliding off and then dropping onto the bottom of the.
No, there's a system.
Yeah, but. So you just have to be careful where you put it. Like, you know, like you generally throw it in and have a look.
But the pizza stone thing now is the thing, isn't it? You get that like kind
in
of...
In ovens or in barbecue?
Yeah, but you put it in your oven as well. Put it in, let it get hot, and then you just fire it onto the stone.
Mm.
We have one.
Yeah.
Bought it about 2 years ago, and I'll let you know what it's like when I use it.
Very porous.
Actually, they're good, actually. But we use ours in the barbecue in the cottage.
They're very porous and hard to wash.
Yeah, they are, actually. But I feel like the pizza tray does... cook it better. And I think
would you always go tray?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Would you be annoyed if you went and say your partner had put it in without the tray?
Well, he cleans the oven so he can do what he wants.
Okay. Now you could put tinfoil on the bottom of the oven if that was your concern.
Yes.
Drips off a pizza.
Nothing really does, but you know. So
not a good pizza.
I'm just saying if that was your concern, but I think straight onto the rack, you know. And when you say cooking like that, that's like there's plenty of air getting around the pizza, so you're not getting a nice sort of like evenly cook right through the middle. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so there's nothing blocking the heat.
And the stone works, you reckon?
Well, we don't have an oven at our cottage, actually. We got rid of it after it became like a mouse hotel. So we just barbecue, and all year round, that's all we have. Like, and like a little hob plug-in thing. So we always use it on the barbecue, and it does taste delicious.
You barbecue
but
every night.
It sounds so rustic, and I always have to remind people it's about 5,000 square metres or something, Alison's cottage.
Okay.
That was beautiful.
About 2,500 square feet.
Yeah.
Top tip as well, open the pizza box.
Before you cook it, yeah, it's a good tip.
Open it fully, use the pizza box as the cutter, so you don't have to use a
chopping
board.
Well, I have a nice little cutting board.
Yeah, but then you have to wash that, so you just throw the cardboard out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
That sounds a bit too college student.
Yeah, I was just about to say it sounds student-y.
Yeah.
Well,
you are a grown man with a grown family.
Yeah. I know, but when
buy a nice bun.
If I'm in the house of my own and make a sandwich. If I'm in the house of my own, I know this is not good for the environment.
Okay.
If I'm in the house of my own and I make a sandwich, I'll use kitchen roll instead of a plate.
Oh.
To eat it off. Wait, so you don't have to.
Are you that time poor? You can't wash a plate.
It's
just easier.
You don't even have to really, like, as in, if all it's been on the sandwiches, like a quick rinse and a wipe.
Yeah,
it's
you
gone.
Can eat your cereal out of the bin.
All right. More household tips with
Keith.
Later in the week. Alison, big day on Monday.
Yes, so I feel like I have talked about her a bit lately. Apologize, but
no apology needed.
She's my daughter Joan's graduating from primary school, and that's a big day, and it's a big day for the school because it's the first graduating class. So the school started with her class, so it'll be nice. But everyone's like, "Oh, we'll be crying, right?" And I used to be, I don't know how either of you feel about crying, but I used to feel not good about it, and I'd be like, "That's like I didn't." I was like, "That's I'm strong. I don't do that." And bad association with it.
Yeah.
And don't cry in public. My husband actually got really irritated with me. I always remember at the wedding. He's like, "You're not crying." I'm like, "Because it's fun and we're having a party." He's like, "Are you at all taken with the emotions of
but I've been pinching you.
Signing our lives together." I'm like, "No, that's good party." It's like, so all that kind of stuff. So I'm fully worried and almost a little bit anxious about how much I might potentially cry at this and not wanting to, instead of going, "Alison, just wear waterproof mascara.
Let it go. Yeah. Proper sob if you want. Yeah.
Because they were talking about...
So well, I don't know about proper sobs. That's kind of, you know...
Yes.
But how's she going to regulate it?
Well, I know. You just start.
You want a kind of a delicate cry. A nice delicate cry.
A little tear.
Just
a tear.
Maybe like a step up from Sinead O'Connor in the video, but not... You don't want to be like sobbing like the way... Like, you don't want shoulder heaves, do
you? See, I'm already... No, I don't do that.
You don't want to be groaning.
Your advice is so...
What? Yeah, I know it is. A bit of emotion, but just not too much emotion.
Too much.
Because I might be there and I'll just be embarrassed if someone else is emotional around me.
That's what I'm like. I'm not a good hugger. Like, I'm quite like, was very Irish before I even realized I was Irish, I think. And I'm just not good with emotions. And if somebody's feeling bad and they're like, what do I do here? Like, oh, pat on the back. Kind of the IA frame hug. So yeah, I'm a bit worried about it, but they're doing this thing where they're getting Joan's class to parade through the whole school and the other kids are sending them off and parents can see this. Even the mention of that in an email, I was like, you know, a little sting in your nose. I was like, I'm actually going to start crying about this. So I'm a little bit worried.
I feel a bit emotional just thinking about
it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's an emotion. It is. It should be emotional. But see, the thing is, we have good and bad emotions.
Yes.
And there's no such thing as good and bad emotions. There's nothing bad about crying. There's nothing bad about feeling sad. They're just
right.
They're your emotions.
Repress them all.
Yeah, push them deep down.
I'm an equal opportunity represser of emotions. Keith Walsh and Alison Curtis, thank you both very much. I will talk to you at the same time next week. Good luck to Joan on Monday.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
And congratulations to her and everyone else in the class. And Alison is the person making those groaning sounds. Have a great weekend, folks.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.